Good morning, everyone. It is good to have everybody here today and to hear good conversation going on. If you will notice, I am not Mike Kreider. Mike has a little bit of under the weather. His back is bothering him, so Judy called me. I tried to tell her that I wasn't feeling good because we just did a week of the fair, and that didn't work. If you would now like to turn with me in your Bibles, I will be reading this morning's scripture, and it is from Matthew 28, 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the age." May God bless the reading of his word, and he will now have the morning message with Pastor Galen.
I volunteered this week at the Shippensburg Fair Stand here in our church fair stand. I started out with snow cones, and I know there are some people that think I was fired from snow cones, but don't listen to Terry Appleby. I was not fired from snow cones. In fact, I was promoted to lettuce, tomato, and onions. And I ended up the week, I actually wrapped a few. Now, I'm not as good as Carol Crucy at wrapping, so don't judge my wrapping. But at the end of the week, I actually wrapped a few of the big boy hoagies. So, yes. If you ate at our church fair stand, here are some suggestions for what to order on the menu. Here's what you can get at our fair stand. You can get, of course, the ever popular big boy hoagie. You can also get, for $5, half the price of the big boy hoagie, you can get a little boy hoagie, right? You can also get a pizza burger, which is basically a burger with marinara sauce, right, and some onion. You can get a pizza burger. You can get a cheeseburger, and you can even get a double burger. And I actually saw some people at the fair order a big boy hoagie with four patties, and that will cost you $12. But apparently, it is a thing to get that size of big boy. That's a big, big, big boy. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20, it's called the Great Commission. And last words of people are important. And these last words of Jesus are so important, because he tells us what we are called to do as a church. What I want us to understand today is Jesus is not giving a suggestion on the menu of life. He's not saying, here's something that you could do. Here's something that you can order on this menu of life. Jesus says to us as his church, go and do this. He is calling his church to participate in what is called the Great Commission. He wants his church to have a great commitment, to the Great Commission. And here's what Jesus says to his disciples. He says, I want you to go out and I want you to develop disciples. Could we have that on our slide this morning? Because I want us to think about the importance of going out into the world and making disciples of all nations. Because Jesus says to us that it's so important for us to go out into the world and make followers of Jesus. That's what a disciple is. A disciple is a follower of Jesus. And Jesus says, I want my church to be committed most to going out into the world and sharing the gospel of Jesus. I want you to go out, Jesus says, and make followers of me. And today what I want us to do is to focus on what it means to make a disciple. I want us to think about some steps in making a disciple. Here's how to make disciples. Here's how to make a follower of Jesus. And the first step in making disciples, and you can write this down if you want to this morning. It's in your bulletin as an outline. The first step in making a disciple is to go plant the seed of the good news of salvation. So the first step in making a follower of Jesus is to go and plant the seed of the good news of salvation. As a church, that's what we're called to do. We're called to plant the seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if people receive Jesus, the Bible says that they have salvation. They are saved from their sins. They will spend eternity with Jesus Christ if they receive salvation. And we are called as a body of believers to go out into the world and plant those seeds. 2 weeks ago, that was our message. Our sermon was about the importance of seed planting. We're to seed plant the gospel, to take Jesus, to share Jesus when we have an opportunity, to share how Jesus saves us from our sins. That's what we're called to do as a church. And it's the first step in making a disciple is to plant the seed of salvation. And we're called to plant that seed of salvation near us, in our local community. And I thought about that as I think about planting that seed right here. What can we do? And one of the things this church does is through Vacation Bible School. And we share that message of Jesus Christ with local children right here. We have a ministry in this church also called Grab and Go. And at that Grab and Go ministry where we hand out food, we have an opportunity as we hand out food, if we talk to people, when we talk to people, to share Jesus Christ, and we can plant Jesus in the lives of people when we're given the opportunity. This past week when we were at the fair stand, we had an opportunity to plant Jesus at the fair stand. When we have opportunities to talk to people, there could be people at the fair stand that don't know Jesus, and we would have the opportunity, we do have, if we're there working, we have the opportunity to share Jesus with our words. You see, Jesus wants us to plant the seeds of salvation right here at home, right here near us. But we're also called to plant Jesus far away. You heard this morning about an important ministry called Operation Christmas Child through Samaritan's Purse. And that is one way that we can plant the seeds of Jesus Christ in the world around us. I love the ministry of Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, because in every single shoebox, there are more than gifts. In every single shoebox, there is the story of Jesus. I love it. Because those children, any place those shoeboxes go, they receive the message of Jesus Christ. And this message is given out to children in many different countries. So the seed of the gospel is planted far away. So in order to make disciples, we must start with planting the good news of salvation. That's the first step in making a disciple is to plant the seed. Go out into the world, Jesus says, and plant the seed, that good news of salvation, in the world around us. Plant it at home, but also plant it far away, so that people can receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. The second step today in making disciples that I want us to see is this. And if you're writing this down, here's what the second step is to encourage those who are saved to be baptized. So Jesus says, go out into the world, plant the good news of salvation. And he says to baptize those in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's what Matthew 28, 19 says. That after we receive Christ as our Savior, we are called then to show the world that we've received Jesus, and we do that through baptism. You know, when some people go to a sporting event, they wear a shirt, they wear clothes to show whose team they're on. So you know that when you look at them, you know whose team they love because they wear the clothes. There are people in this church that love to wear the clothes, right? They love to show which team they support, whether it's the Baltimore Orioles, the Pittsburgh Steelers. They will wear their team's clothing. Here's what baptism does. Baptism shows the world whose team we're on. It shows the world that we're followers of Jesus, that we have been saved, and that we are his people. Baptism shows the world what we have done inwardly to receive Jesus as our Savior. And so God is calling us as a church. God is calling us as Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church to encourage people who have received Jesus as their Savior. We are called to encourage them to be baptized, to show whose team they're on, to show that they have received Jesus as their Savior. So the first step in making disciples, Jesus says, is go plant the seeds of the good news of salvation. Go out into the world and plant those seeds. The second step is to encourage those who are saved to be baptized. But there is a third step that we need to think about in making disciples. And that third step is this, that we are to teach new Christians to apply Christ's teaching to their lives. I'll say that again. That third step in making disciples is we are called to teach those new Christians to apply Christ's teaching to their lives. So we're to teach and train. Jesus says in Matthew 28, 20, he says this, teaching them, those new Christians, teach those new Christians to obey everything I have commanded you. So Jesus says, what I taught you, you are to go teach to make a disciple. It's to make a follower of Jesus. So we need that training. Some people might think that a disciple is finished after a person is saved or they're baptized. But that is not a disciple. It's a convert. You see, a disciple is someone who continues to learn about what Jesus wants that person to do. That's what it means to be a disciple. It's a follower. So we have to have that step of applying Christ's teaching to our lives. We need to, as a church, teach about Jesus and what it means to follow Jesus. So here's how that works. When a person becomes a new Christian, we as a church are then called to train and teach that person how Jesus wants that person to live. And we can do this in different ways. We can do this through Sunday school, as we share Christ's teaching, as we share how to follow Jesus with new Christians. They can learn about Jesus through Sunday school. We have different ministries in this church where we share and talk about how Christ wants us to live. One of those ministries is our women's ministry. It's called God, Girls, and Grace. And in that ministry, there are speakers that come and share God's word. There are speakers that come and train new Christians on how to live. If someone is new to God, Girls in Grace, they will hear a message on how to live as Christ calls us to live. We as a church can also teach and train through our Covenant Brethren men's group that meets every other week. And in that time, we share together. We learn about how God wants us to live. And those moments together, we can learn and grow in our faith. You see, we as a church are called to teach new Christians how Jesus wants them to live. And that is a part of what it means to be a disciple. So, here's the Great Commission, that we are to make disciples. And to do that, Jesus says, I want you to go plant the seeds of salvation in this world. And we can do that as a church. We do that right here in Shippensburg. We do that throughout the world as we support ministries like Samaritan's Purse. We are planting those seeds of salvation in the world around us. To make disciples, we're also to encourage those who have been saved to be baptized so they can show the world of their inner commitment to follow Jesus. And to make disciples, Jesus says, I want you to go out and teach those new Christians how I want them to live so that they will know what Jesus says. They will know how to live in the way that Jesus wants them to live. The focus this year at our Covenant Brethren Church annual meeting and worship conference was the Great Commission. And I love the picture that was there for us. It wasn't this picture. It was a picture of Jesus, and he was holding the world. And I love that picture because he was telling us what we're to do with that Great Commission. We're to take it out into the world. Matthew 28, 16 through 20 was that theme of this year's conference. And the focus was to go and make disciples. Listen to me today. We are blessed to be a part of a denomination that focuses on the Great Commission. Amen? There are some denominations who have gotten mired down in other things. And they don't focus, these denominations don't focus on the Great Commission, unfortunately. There are churches that don't have as their greatest goal. They don't have the Great Commission as their greatest goal, unfortunately. But we are blessed to be a part of a denomination that does. We are blessed to be a part of the denomination that has a couple very strong pillars that support the whole denomination. And one is the infallible Word of God, and the other is go out and share the Great Commission with the world. And brothers and sisters, we are blessed to be a part of a denomination that focuses on those things. Amen? Here's the focus of our denomination. Our focus is to proclaim salvation. Our focus as a denomination is to encourage baptism for those who have been saved. And our focus as a denomination of the Covenant Brethren Church is to teach how Jesus wants us to live, and we do it through the infallible Word of God. You see, brothers and sisters, I can stand on that as a pastor. I can stand on that kind of foundation. And that should be the focus of our church here at Shippensburg Covenant Brethren Church, that are on proclaiming the salvation that comes only through Jesus Christ. Amen? Our focus here at this church should be on encouraging baptism for those who've been saved. Amen? And let me hear one more amen. Here it comes. Our focus at this church should be on teaching how Jesus wants us to live. Amen. You see, that should be our focus. Because those were the last words of Jesus Christ in the Great Commission. When he called us to go out into the world, to plant the gospel, to encourage baptism, and then he calls us to train those folks. And those folks train other folks. And that's what we should be about as a church. And so I want us to think today and ask this question as a church, how are we doing? How are we doing at planting seeds of the gospel? When you have the opportunity at Walmart, when you have the opportunity at the fair stand, when you have the opportunity in your home, do you talk about Jesus? How are we doing as a church at planting those seeds? When we have a program here at church, do we plant the seed of the gospel? Do we tell that story of Jesus through our brochures? Do we tell that story of Jesus as we invite people? Are we looking for opportunities as a church to get the message across? Because brothers and sisters, that's what Jesus wants us to be about. Because the fair stand is more than hoagies. The fair stand is always an opportunity for us to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether it's through a brochure or talking to someone, we have an opportunity every year at the fair stand to plant the gospel of Jesus. That's the first step in being a disciple, in making a disciple, is planting those seeds of the gospel. How are we doing with that as a church? How are we doing as a church at encouraging baptism? Do we encourage folks when they receive Christ to show that through baptism? How are we doing as a church? And then finally, how are we doing it at teaching people in this local community how Jesus wants us to live? How are we doing with our discipleship teaching and training? You see, what Jesus says to us in Matthew 28, 16 through 20 is more than a suggestion. It is God's calling to his church to go out into the world to make disciples. And Jesus says when we do that, he is with us. His grace is with us. His power is with us as we go out and do that great work, that work of the Great Commission. Brothers and sisters, may Matthew 28, 16 through 20, those last words of Jesus, may they always be more than just suggestion. Let's always have a great commitment to the Great Commission. And all of God's people together said, amen.
Rhonda's going to come and lead us in footsteps of Jesus. If you want to turn there, you'll be ready to go when we sing. I remember when I was a little boy, I was the last of three sons. And I had a brother 15 years older than me. I had a brother 10 years older than me. And then there was me. And I was the one, the last one at home, the one that was with mom a lot of the time, while the other ones were quite older than me. And my mom said I would follow her around the house, I would follow her every footstep, and I would follow her so close she was afraid she would step on me. Because she called me her shadow, because I followed her so closely. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants us as his church and as his people to follow him closer and closer every single day. Amen. He wants us to grow in our relationship as disciples as we learn more and more what it means to follow Jesus. So as we sing this song today, I want to invite you to think about the words that Christ is calling us to follow him wherever he leads. And today, there may be someone in this room that does know Christ, doesn't know Christ as Savior. As this pastor of this church, I never want to leave this place without giving an invitation to follow Jesus. If you don't know Christ as your Savior today, we want to give you that opportunity to come. We'll pray with you. We'll receive Christ into your heart and life. Perhaps today you're struggling with something. You need God's healing. You need God's strength, and you want somebody to pray for you. We would love to pray for you today if you have a special need. But what we're going to do is sing this wonderful song called Footsteps of Jesus. And as we sing this song today, if God has placed something on your heart today, won't you come as we sing together? Let's stand and sing Footsteps of Jesus. Please come if the Lord has laid something on your heart. Will you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we thank you for those footsteps of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would help us to follow you closer and closer each and every day. Father, help us as a church have a great commitment to the Great Commission. And help us have as the backdrop of everything we do, this call from you to go out and make disciples. Father, thank you for helping us to make disciples wherever we go. As we leave this place today, Father, I pray that your hand of safety would be on each person as we go. And it's in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And together, all of God's people said,